KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this, the 22nd day of November, Thanksgiving Eve. Well, just a few days after lifting seasonal fire restrictions, an escaped debris burn blackened close to 10 acres yesterday afternoon in Calaveras County. CAL FIRE reports just before 2 o'clock, units were dispatched to River Ranch Road off Highway 49 between San Andreas and McCallamy Hill. When they arrived, firefighters reported the blaze was burning at a slow rate of spread and no structures were threatened. The forward spread was stopped and crews began mop-up operations within about a half hour of arrival. CAL FIRE, San Andreas Fire, and McCallamy Hill Fire all responded. CAL FIRE reminds residents of both Amador and Calaveras counties that the leading cause of wildfires this time of year is from escaped debris burning. The recent cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and winter weather may have helped, but the threat of wildfire is still high. Well, Thanksgiving weekend, traditionally one of the busiest travel times in America, can also be one of the deadliest on the roadways. To help motorists avoid tragedies, the California Highway Patrol will have all available officers on patrol. The maximum enforcement period begins at 6:01 tonight and continues through 11:59 on Sunday. During this period, CHP officers will educate motorists and enforce traffic safety laws throughout the state to ensure everyone has a safe holiday. According to the CHP's 2016 Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period data, among the 27 people killed in collisions within the CHP's jurisdiction, 14 were not wearing a seatbelt. Research shows that wearing a seatbelt is one of the simplest things you can do to stay safe when traveling in a vehicle. The year-round mission of the California Highway Patrol is to provide the highest levels of safety, service, and security for California motorists, not just during holiday periods. Well, the Interfaith Food Bank's Project Thanks rolled into high gear yesterday. Several hundred turkeys and Thanksgiving baskets were distributed to local families at the St. Catherine Drexel parking lot throughout the day. According to Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton, because of the generosity of the community through adopting families and giving donations, the food bank's staff and volunteers loaded over 400 Thanksgiving food boxes into vehicles and gave out a total of over 800 Thanksgiving baskets to those in need on Tuesday. Stanton also thanked everyone who attended the Festival of Carols this past weekend and generously donated to the food bank. "It's events like these that bring our community together," said Stanton, "and it's what makes Amador County such a special place to work and live." For more information on the Interfaith Food Bank, visit feedamador.org. And remember, like Beth says, hunger takes no holiday. Well, this week, millions of Americans will gather around the dinner table to give thanks, but for those preparing the meal, unsafe handling and undercooking of food can lead to serious illness for your guests. To avoid making everyone at the table sick, the USDA offers 4 tips for safe Thanksgiving cooking. Tip 1, use the refrigerator or cold water method to defrost a turkey. It's going to take about 24 hours for every 5 pounds for a turkey to thaw in the refrigerator. The thaw in cold water, submerge the bird in its original wrapper in cold tap water, changing the water every 30 minutes. Tip 2, use a meat thermometer. A whole turkey should be checked in 3 locations: the innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. Your thermometer should register about 165. Tip 3, don't store food outside even if it's cold. Animals, both wild and domesticated, can get into it, eating it or contaminating it. And the second is, of course, temperature variations. And the fourth tip, leftovers are good in the refrigerator up to 4 days. Cut the turkey off the bone and refrigerate it within 2 hours after taking it out of the oven. You can also pack leftovers into freezer bags or airtight containers and freeze it. If you have any food safety questions, visit foodsafety.gov. And if you're going to be cooking that turkey, do it in a safe way tomorrow. That's the word from CAL FIRE, who reminds us about the dangers that can happen during the holiday season. According to the National Fire Protection Association, Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, and that nearly four times as many home cooking fires occur on Thanksgiving as on a typical day. To help reduce the chance of fire and injury associated with holiday cooking fires, CAL FIRE says you should keep a close eye on what you're cooking, especially if frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn the pot handles towards the back of the stove so no one knocks hot food onto the floor on themselves. Keep children away from the stove and other hot items. And if you're using a turkey fryer, follow the directions and never overfill it with oil, and always have a fire extinguisher close by. If you're on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, and there's a picture, a couple of videos there, of what happens when you overfill the turkey fryer. People think you have to fill the pot all the way up with oil, and then when you put the turkey in, of course, it's going to what? Exactly. Displace that oil, and that oil is going to run down onto the burner, and whoosh, you're going to have yourself a fireball on your hand. So the quickest way, or the easiest way to do it, is put the turkey in the pot, fill it up full of water to the level you want, and then take the turkey out of the pot, mark it, mark where the level of the water is now with a pencil, and then when you go to cook the turkey, refill it to that water, to that mark, to the pencil mark, with oil, and then when you put the turkey in, it'll come back up to the desired level that you're looking for. So. Hey, the 2018 Amador County Fair has a theme. The Amador County Fair Board of Directors proud to announce Win, Place, or Show. Off to the fair we go, celebrating 80 years thanks to you. Fair CEO Troy Bauer says the theme was chosen from a large number of ideas submitted by community members and organizations. This year's fair runs July 26th through the 29th in Plymouth. And once again, the Amador Senior Center's Holiday Seas Candy fundraiser comes to an end today. Get your orders. Today is the deadline for orders and checks to be dropped off at the Senior Center. You need to do so by 2 p.m. Now, the proceeds from this sale each year support the operation and maintenance of the Senior Center. If you have any questions about placing an order, please feel free to contact Eileen at the center, 223-0442. The center is open only until 2 o'clock today. All right? In fact, we have to go to the center today and pick up our turkeys that we have on order there. Glenn Shelton has a couple there, too. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting.